All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilowatt. We are located in the city of Southlake, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are streaming live via the Internet. You can catch us on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November TuneIn app. So be sure to check in with that. KJ4UGE is out there listening on the app this morning. So good morning to Bob and Helen down in Charleston, South Carolina. Their radio is in cold storage on their boat, so they're not able to get on the air. Again, the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November, and that is a free app at the App Store. Once you get it on your device, just search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie or U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Either one of them will come up there. We do have another announcement to make today. We have a silent key to report. This gentleman was not a ham radio operator and not a member of our group, but he is well known among the Coast Guard radioman ranks. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Starr has crossed the bar. He was very much a part of many, many Coast Guard radiomen's lives as they went through school and went through training. He was a detailer at the Coast Guard headquarters, responsible for making sure that Coast Guard radiomen were properly assigned. He was Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar's mentor as a radioman and also as a ham radio operator, and took very good care of him. So for those of you who know Chief Warrant Officer Roland Starr, he's become a silent key, and we wish him fair winds in the following seas with his family. And a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much for that. And with all of that, I tell you what, I've had a fairly quiet radio here all morning. All of a sudden now, something is running intermittently that is just sounds like an arc welder. I don't know what it is, and it invariably only happens on Saturday mornings, and it's nothing in my house, so I can't do anything about it. But grumple and hurts the reception here quite a bit and makes a lot of racket out there on the Internet. But let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. And if I can hear them, we'll get them in here. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Once again, any active duty Coast Guard? W5CGC. Any relays? Okay, let's go for regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile. Any regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile?
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo, mobile.
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo. My gosh, you popped out of the speaker loudly. Good morning and welcome. How are you, sir? Over.
Doing well. Just my weekly update. They're supposed to elevate my house this coming week. Aside from that, nothing has changed here.
Been 6 months, I guess, 5 or 6 months,
over. Yeah, Roger, Ralph. How soon, once they get it elevated, I'm sure you still have a lot of work to do after that. Any ETA as far as when you might be able to move back in?
Well, it won't be finished probably until about June, but I'm hoping once we get the floors and walls and some air conditioning, I can camp out in the living room if I have to. Also, for anybody's benefit, Google Earth made a pass over us just after the storm. You can see all the damage and all the garbage piles on the Google Earth website. Over.
Roger, Roger. Ralph is recovering from a hurricane. Boy, which one was it? There were two or three last year, and I forgot which one came through there.
Florence was the one that did our damage, but Michael was right behind it and affected a lot of other people. Over.
Florence and Michael, roger, roger. Very, very good. Thanks for that information. And, well, what is your living arrangement now, if I might ask? You got a temporary mobile home or trailer over?
Negative. I had trouble getting one out of FEMA, but my kids fixed up a room over the garage, and I alternate between that and living on my boat in the backyard. Over.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll wish you all the best, and hopefully the construction will continue on and at a rapid pace, and you can get in there before mid-year. And I know it's a lot of work, and you've been through a lot of hardship. So we'll wish our best to you there, Ralph, and thanks for checking in with us today. Semper Paratus, and a good signal. Good signal indeed. Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for all your help and prayers. 73, AC2GR.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for additional Coast Guard activities, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Mobile. Any regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile? I don't hear the Arizona bunch. I may not. Propagation may be not working well for us. Any of the Arizona mobiles? All right. Well, let's just dive in here and see what we can round up today. Propagation is kind of bizarre. You're tremendously loud signals, and if you're not in one of those little lobes, it's kind of light. So let's see who's out there. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard reservists, active duty Coast Guard, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard, and Coast Guard auxiliaries.
November Papa.
Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta 4, Sugar Foxtrot.
Okay, it sounded like I had two stations with November Papa in the call sign. Is there two November Papas out there? Is there anybody ending in November Papa?
Yeah, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Was there another November Papa?
Negative, but there's a Kilo 4, India November Papa.
That works. KK4INP. Well, you both end in NP. Alpha Bravo 4, Sugar Foxtrot. And let's see. All right, who else do we have?
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Echo Lima Delta, I have. KA6D, who else?
Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Mexico, Japan, Mexico.
Golf, Japan, Golf Hotel Tango, Mexico, Japan, Mexico. Who else?
Kilo 8, Bravo, Mike Charlie.
Again?
Kilo 8, Bravo, Mike Charlie.
Can I get a relay help on that one? It sounded like something, one Foxtrot. Did it have a 1 in it? Okay, I must have not heard that one right at all. Well, let me go ahead and work this group, and I'll swing the antenna around. It's very directional today, very directional today. Let's start here. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Yeah, this is number 4, KNP. Yeah, conditions are not very good. It's fleeting, and I've got ice all over everything. But at least to the south of the snow line, this port change. And I didn't think that spring weather we were going to have was going to stick with us very long. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I've been looking at that weather mass out there to the east of me, and my goodness gracious, there's a whole lot of moisture out there. So I hope for those that are in the snow belt, you drive carefully. But good that you missed it there, Ed. Over.
Yeah, I think this is the first one this year, I think, that's missed me. Everything else came, this one stayed a little bit northwest of it. But not much happening here. I just took the computer up to the radio. I figured I'd see what's going to happen.
Yeah, Roger. Very good. Well, it'll be interesting to see what you get done there. We're overcast here and about 34 degrees. Yesterday it was 72 and sunny. So it's a wonder. I had a head cold all week and thought that maybe I was going to have to actually go into a sick bay, but it finally cleared up about Thursday and I was amongst the living again. So, Ed, good to have you on board today. 7-3s to you and Semper Paratus, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Over.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's been 2 days since we had 70s, but yesterday it started off good and just the temperature went down most of the day. But that's about it from here. Semper Paratus, folks.
All right, sir. Thanks a bunch. Stay warm. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Clear with you. Alpha Charlie. No. Hang on. I'll find the right one. Oh, there he is. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
This is WB2ELD. Good afternoon, Dick. Boy, I'll tell you, I think we're a little warmer than you are right now. We're at 40 degrees. Nice, clear, sunny day. No wind to speak of. Yesterday, we were up around the 60 mark, so it felt like spring here yesterday. It was a gorgeous day. But we're back to the 40s, and looks like that's kind of where we're going to stay for a while. During the week, we had some pretty nasty weather. One day, we had it all. We had rain, sleet, snow, and right now, there's not much snow left, a little bit here and there, but we didn't get much of a pileup. So here we are in the middle of February. And I just keep crossing my fingers that we're not going to get the big one this year. But, you know, you never know. We've still got some time left. Anyway, back to you, Dick. You got a real good signal here in New Jersey this morning.
All right, very good. Thanks for the big report there, Art. Good to have you on board today. Roger, your weather situation there. And I guess all the big ones, you say you haven't had a big snowfall this year?
No, negative. We haven't. The snow blower is sitting in the garage ready to go, full of fuel, but hopefully I won't have to use it. So we've been pretty lucky here. We're figuring next month we may take a trip down to Florida for about a week, try to kind of get out of this stuff for a while, but we won't be heading down as far as Bill, but we'll be up there in central Florida somewhere. Over.
Roger. Very good. Well, enjoy WB2ELD, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, you have a good week, and we'll be in touch. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus. This is WB2ELD.
Alpha Bravo 4, Sugar Foxtrot.
Good morning, Dick. W5CGC and then that AB4SF. Yeah, been a busy morning around here, but finally made it to the radio. 37 degrees and sleeting, so... keeping fingers crossed it turns back to rain. Over.
Oh gosh. Yes indeed. That sounds kind of cold. I got a cold chill down my spine when you said that, Ray. Over.
Yeah, well, thank you. We had a meeting of the sailing vessel crew over at the museum this morning, and by the way, everything is a go from both the museum side and the radio club side for museum ships weekend, so we will look for you that weekend. Over.
Yeah, I may just put the whole radio set in storage until then. Make sure it doesn't break. What I have to do is actually put a big post-it note on my forehead not to book something that weekend. That's been known to happen too. Yeah, anyway, well, good for you. Sounds like you've been a busy fella. You got a nice signal up here today, and we're still in the process of experimenting, as you might call it, with the 474 receive antenna. Still not happy. I'm still working. The loop works pretty well. I just have to find the right spot for it. It is very sensitive, and the trees have a big effect on what it hears, I'm finding out. So if we could just find a spot amongst the trees. The other aggravating thing is that they've changed the whisper map. They restrict the number of whisper traces that you get on the map anymore, and it is really hurting the number of people who are using the whisper program. The numbers are down dramatically, and I'm not the only one that's noticing it. You can't see the whole thing anymore, and it's having an impact. The server just can't handle the traffic, which is very sad. And I'm not sure what, if anything. It's all volunteers, of course, so I don't know that anything can be done about it. But it is down, not totally down the site wise, but the numbers are down. Alpha Bravo 4, Sugar Fox, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
All right, Dick, very interesting. Sorry to hear about that, but I am curious. I want to keep up with you on your loop placement because I will probably pick up one of them at Dayton this year. And, of course, Henry has one working, though he hasn't been real active with it. He's playing in the CW contest this weekend. So my last stop before I came home from the meeting was to take my antenna analyzer there and find out why his main tri-bander quit. And it appears we've got shorted cable up at the antenna, so I guess a connector came loose. You know, leave it to a contest for that, especially in the sleet.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, enjoy that. Not in the sleet, though. You have a good weekend, and good luck in the event this weekend as well. And AB4SF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, we shall see you later. Semper Paratus.
73, Dick, Semper Paratus. Hi to Bob if he's listening, and also if you talk to Bill on the Ingham, please pass along my regards. 73, AB4SF.
Well, he is next on the list. Kilo 4, Indian November Papa, Ray, AB4SF. Sends along his regards if you didn't copy him. How was your trip? Over.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Roger. Dick, yeah, I heard him well in regards back. Always good to hear from Ray. We, Mikey and I took a 2,000-mile road trip, and we went up to Tampa to the shipyard that we're thinking of using in Tampa, and that turned out to be a very good visit, and they're very much interested in handling us and helping us out the best they can. And then we went from there up to Tallahassee and visited with all the grants people and so forth with the Secretary of State. That was a worthwhile visit. And then on the way back, we stopped in Orlando at Hamcation, Hamfest there. And that was a fun visit. And I picked myself up a new microphone, got one for the 7610. You got to use an ICOM specific microphone with Heil. It's an ICM B6. So, at any rate, we got back home safely. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, your audio sound. I assume you're using the microphone today. You definitely have an authoritative signal. One of the biggest, strongest ones on the band right at the moment. But it sounds like the trip was really good. I'm glad to hear that it was a positive ride up there and back. Over.
Yeah, Roger. We're trying to get everything planned, and also the Key West, city of Key West is redoing our next 10-year lease, which should be signed pretty soon, and it authorizes a full bar with not just beer and wine, but everything, and also be able to serve food and so forth. So it's going to expand operations and keep Mikey busy. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like it will. Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I know we're talking with the Coast Guard Cutter Ingham Museum ship in Key West, and they're always looking for additional funding so that they can. They need to get the ship into dry dock, and that's a very expensive proposition. And that's what they're doing, trying to get money from various state and federal organizations and grants and members and donations. And you can even donate via Amazon. If you know how to do that, I'm not going to get into it in detail here, but if you buy stuff on Amazon.com, you can actually designate them as a charity to receive a little bit every time you buy something there. So that's worth doing, too. Every little bit helps. But that new microphone, new radio sounds great. Big, big signal there, Mr. Bill. Over.
Okay, well, thank you. We did have, right now it's 80 degrees and sunny, and we got about a week and a half, it looks, of really great weather coming up, typical Key West weather. But we had rain for about 2 days, and I mean a lot of rain, and we had a lot of antenna problems. We had to go up and take a lot of couplings apart and dry them out and so forth. So right now I'm on the big, what we call the horizontal V. It's really a just a big wire in a V shape, but we'll get our antennas back, but the water and the salt down here really do a good number on them, over.
Yeah, they do. Are you getting any use at all out of that loop on a receive?
Yeah, we are. At once you get the once you make the contact that you want to, we use it receive only. But once you make the contact with who you're trying to talk to, and then you go ahead and tune out all the local noise and everything with it, it's pretty effective, over.
Yeah, I'm still playing with mine and trying to find an optimum spot. I discovered I've moved it too close to the house, and now I'm picking up, when I turn it a certain direction, I'm picking up too much hash from the computers and everything else in here. So we're going to have to go back the other direction. But, hey, it's amateur radio. That's what we have fun, trying to find these sweet spots for these things. So we'll make it work. And you heard me mention that the numbers are down in terms of whisper spots overnight on 474 simply because, well, I'm not the only one that thinks this. They've restricted the number of traces that you can get, and you can't see the whole picture anymore, and it just, people are going, why bother?
Well, I know you're a big fan of Whisper. We're on it too occasionally, but now we have so many extra radios laying around, maybe we'll take one of them dedicated or something, but you never know. But on the loop, we moved it all the way to the top of the aft mast, so there's really not much up there that can cause any interference over.
Ah, did you notice a big difference when you got it up there? I mean, is it a lot quieter?
Well, a little bit maybe. It wasn't significant because we're in a pretty open space down here anyway. There's not much around us except some park lights across the street and things like that. And some of it's coming from the ship, the bulbs we use for our night lights. We're going back to incandescent and get rid of some of the other bulbs and see if that reduces some of the nighttime noise, over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the good news is with the antenna being up that high and above the noise, it'll help it too. That is one of the things I've learned about it. All right, sir. Well, you have a great weekend. Thanks for the report on Coast Guard Cutter Ingham Museum ship and a big signal to boot. Big Semper Paratus to you and Mike and the gang down there, and we'll look for you next week.
Okay, Dick. Always a pleasure talking to you, and Semper Paratus to everybody out there. So this is Kilo 4, India November, Papa, 7-3s.
7-3s, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta.
Okay, good morning to everybody on the net from Southern California. We're drying out a little bit before the next rainstorm hits. I've been battling a light case of bronchitis and sinus infection, and I'm on medicine for that, medicine is really working, and I'm on the end of it, and I'm starting to feel better. It's about 44 degrees out here, believe it or not, and sunshine, and but we're in between sections of rain, and we've been fine as far as the rain and like that, but I took Carol up to several flood channels, and you couldn't believe the amount of water coming down. It looked like incoming tide coming in. So it's been good, but we've done fine. The house is good, 14 years worth, and no leaks or anything like that. And all the yard that we have, when we came out here, we had drains put in, so we've had no flooding or anything on the property. So that's really very good. But there's been some horrendous stories about people that were affected by the flooding, and there's more coming. So wish everybody the best, and this is KA6D back to W5CGC. Thanks for your work, Dick.
Okay, very good, Mort. Good to have you on board. Glad you're feeling a little better. You sound like you got a little bit of something similar to what I had. I was pretty down with the sinus problem, cough the whole nine yards earlier this week, but it finally broke on Thursday, and I feel like I'm back amongst the living, but it was pretty rough there for a couple of days. So that and also your comments on the flooding out there, yeah, we've been watching that on the news as well. Really, really tough stuff. So be careful when you get around those flood channels. They can come up and grab you in a hurry when you least expect it. So take care around there. KA6D, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. We're clear with you. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. How are things on the other side of the country?
About the same as what we've been getting, Dick. We got dumped on the first part of the week with about another 8 inches of snow, and then the temperature went up. Freezing rain and like today, we've got clear blue skies in the mid-20s. How's that sound? And the only station I'm hearing other than you is that last station out in California.
Yeah, the last station was in California. Was that the question?
Yeah, that was the only other station other than you that I've been able to hear. Was that station you just talked to in California?
Oh, roger, roger. Were you able to copy Bill down in Key West?
Right at the very end. He started coming up and your signal started going down, but I couldn't copy him up until the very end.
Oh, roger, roger. Very strange band conditions today, absolutely for sure. Well, it's good you got a little sunshine up there. I guess you deserve it. We had some yesterday at about 72 degrees, and this morning woke up to a gray sky and 33. So and then I guess it's going to be that way for a few days. So we'll just have to get our vitamin D some other way. Over.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting until I see green with a flag stick in the middle of it and my motorcycle on the road, and I'll be all set. So, except for attitude, I'll go, Dick, and we'll catch up with you maybe next week. Take it too
easy. All right, sir. Very good. Good to have you on board. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey 8, Mike Juliet. Mike, how are things up in Michigan?
Good morning, dear. Good afternoon, Dick. W5CGC, W8MJM. Well, things are great up in Michigan and starting to warm up a bit. We got 27 degrees today and about a foot of snow on the ground, but everything is looking good. The spring is on its way.
Roger. Well, that's good. That's good. I just took a listen to the earphones. I've got a connection out to our friend Gus in Hawaii, and you've got a little bit of a signal coming into Hawaii out there, so things may be opening up a little bit on the bands this afternoon. But I imagine it's probably good to be out of that deep freeze, isn't it? Over.
Oh, you can't believe how good it feels not to walk outside and have your nose freeze off. It's a terrific feeling.
Yeah, roger. I know Thursday, I guess it was, it started warming up here again, and it was so nice to just walk out the door, you know, the dog let the Admiral out and walk out without getting that blast of cold air. Nowhere near as cold as what you guys had, but even at 28 degrees after it's been, you know, 70 most of the time, that'll catch your attention. Over.
Well, that'll catch your attention real quick. I was wondering if you ever hear of a fellow in here named, his name is Cecil. His call is KM4ARS, Kilowatt Mike 4 ARS.
Let's see, Kilo Mike 4 ARS as in Sierra?
Yes, S as in Sierra.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, last time he was on here was in August, but he has checked in with us. Over.
I was just curious. I was stationed with him in Vietnam, and I wanted to catch up with him.
Well, he's listed in the call book if you have one of those, or even on QRZ. I'm sure you could probably catch him an email, but he has checked in here, but it was last August, the last time he was in.
Okay, I just was curious.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good weekend up there. Thanks for joining us today, Matt, and a big Semper Paratus to you up in Flint, Michigan, and hopefully the weather will stay nice and moderate for you the rest of the winter. Take care.
73, and enjoy your warm weather down there. I'm jealous.
Well, we'll hope it gets back that way before the end of the week again. All right, sir. Well, it's time to find out what's going on this day in Coast Guard history. Also, take a listen to see if we can hear any Alaskans and maybe even talk to our buddy Gus out in Hawaii while we're at it. We will turn the antenna around to the Pacific Northwest, where they've had oodles and oodles and oodles of snow. How many oodles of snow did you have up there? Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, how copy?
Ah, not too bad with the antenna turned your way. I'm sure if the band conditions up there are like they've been for me, that makes a big difference.
Well, no, they've been kind of bad. I've been listening, and when your antenna isn't out toward the west, you're about a zero, and not copying most of the other things. And there's a real lot of noise on the band today. It's really, really noisy. So still dealing with that solar wind blowing by over.
Yes, sir, and I could sure tell it when I turned the antenna to you. The noise level came up a little bit as well. But listening, I was able to make a contact. Just if Gus is listening out there, I actually made a contact before the top of the hour with Whiskey 7 Blue Ocean out there in Woodland, Washington. So using the Hawaii hookup, so it works. And we'll see if Gus is on there. We can talk to him in a minute. But AL7DD, I'll let you talk about your snowstorm and how you survived it, and also this day in Coast Guard history. Go ahead.
Okay, well, today in Coast Guard history, the 1926 Congress authorized the Secretary of to acquire a site at New London, Connecticut without cost to the United States and to construct thereon buildings for the United States Coast Guard Academy at a total cost of $1,750,000. That was kind of interesting, but it's the only thing for the 16th. But there's another interesting thing on the 18th. In 1968, Robert J. Hewitt was awarded the Silver Star for action on 18 February 1968, attached to the Explosive Loading Detachment, number 1, Cat Lai, Republic of Vietnam. Ian Hewitt was supervising the loading of explosives on board an ammunition ship when an enemy rocket struck the barge, loaded with several tons of mortar ammunition moored alongside. His citation noted that without regard for his personal safety, he exposed himself to the enemy fuselage as he helped extinguish the fire on the burning barge. His courageous act averted destruction of the ammunition ship and the Army terminal. Ian One Urid was also received the Purple Heart for his injury suffered during the incident. So, a nice thing that... Well, not nice, but he did get the medals that he was awarded. So that's what happened in today's Coast Guard history. Over.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for those two things. And, we haven't heard from our recent Academy graduate there, Lindsay, in a few weeks. So her dad checks in every now and then and updates us on how she's doing. And so far we haven't made contact with her via radio, but that may change one of these days. Let's hope so. As she continues on, she gets a little more time up there in Ketchikan. So speaking of Alaska, Mr. Nick, why don't you see if you can pick up anything through the solar wind, over?
Okay, we'll give her a try. I don't know. I hope I can do something. But anyway, we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska. I haven't heard Carlson yet this morning, so we'll catch him on the way back. But coming through the northern quadrant here, looking for our Alaskan members. Our Alaskan members in Alaska. KL7 Quebec November, AL7 Victor, KL7 November Charlie, KL2 Papa Mike, KL7 AED, or KL2 Yankee Echo. Any of the Alaskans, call now. Hey, Mr. Rick, KL2 Papa Mike, how's things up there in Glacier View? Yeah, yeah, roger, roger. It's really noisy down here, but you came right through it there, Rick. So, how's the temperature up there this morning? Pretty chilly? Still pretty cold down here. We got quite a bit of snow, over. Well, I don't know about that. It melted off a lot there, Rick. Okay, anything else for us this morning? All right, well, Semper Paratus will be looking for you here on the other net. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, going home, getting into Alaska. Any more of our Alaskans? KL2 Yankee Echo in Cordova, KD2 ERV Mason, or KL7 Echo Alpha Echo Delta Allen, any of our Alaskans? Okay, not hearing anybody else. We'll see if we can pick up Carlton, and maybe we can. But we'll see. WH6ANH, the quad's in your direction there, Carlton. Go ahead. WH6ANH, Carlton, you're on today? Well, no Carlton, so I heard KL7IQQ, stand by, Larry. We'll pick you up after we get a hold of Gus here. So, NH7J, AL7 Delta Delta. Go ahead there, Gus.
Nick, you got KL7IQQ there. You want to try him first, over?
No, we'll get him after we talk to you.
Okay. All right, didn't mean to step on him. Well, good morning, W5CGC and KL7DD, NH7J. Good morning from Oahu. Been a rainy a couple of weeks here.
Still kind of.
Off and on here, rain showers. And I guess it's part of that big, long stretch of weather between here and California. I guess more of the Pineapple Express, so... our apologies for all of that coming your way, but been quiet here. I see Dick is connected to the system here on one of the computers here, so I hope that's working out okay. And propagation a little bit down, but I'm hearing you. I heard California, and I'm hearing Dick about the S8 or so. So things are in good shape here. So all is well, nothing significant report, thanks to the historical review. Very, very interesting. L7DD from NH7J, over.
Okay, you're the strongest signal I've heard today, you are well, but we're 10 over S9. Bad conditions are just horrendous. So, I know just with listeners on your receiver, and you heard a couple of guys on the West Coast, so... did you copy Gus okay there, Richard? W5CGC, AL7DD.
Absolutely. He's S9 in here, NH7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Gus. Yes, I am hooked up, and by gosh, I've already made at least one QSO using your rig to the West Coast out to southern Washington State. And got to check in with a W7BO out there, so it's working, and the Vox adjustment is just perfect. Works just fine now. I don't get that where it releases after every syllable or every breath, and that can be a challenge there when you hear that in your ears. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that was just a little bit of a delay added to the signal link. I didn't touch the Vox. I don't operate too often by remote, but. I did run a couple of phone patches from my office yesterday for a couple of different aircraft on the MarsNet, and it seemed to work okay, but I'm using a local receiver at the Navy site and then transmitting over a telephone dial-up connection to transmit, so that's kind of a lash-up that seems to work. Okay, all the best. I know there's others on our frequency, and I heard the KL7 loud and clear in the Honolulu, so if you're not able to hear him, let me know, or just try it through the remote. W5CGC, NH7J.
All right, very good, Gus. Yeah, I think what's going to happen here, as soon as Nick will pick up KL7IQQ, and I will make a call from your station, and we'll do it back into the West Coast, because I haven't picked up many stations on the West Coast yet because of conditions. So we'll get that done. And so 73's aloha to you, Mr. Gus, and thanks for the use of your fine equipment out there in Hawaii. NH7JW5 Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD, back to you, and I'll let you pick up Larry. Over.
Okay, very good, and thanks, Gus. Nice signal, like I said, so Semper Paratus to you, and KL7IQQ, Larry, maybe you might hear the other Larry, IWC. KL7IQQ, over to you.
W5CGC with Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta in the group, KL7IQQ. You're right, Nick. Gus, you're the strongest station on the band here. I'm in Arizona, though. Not in Alaska right now. Not until first week in April. But, Nick, I got that real high noise level again today. It sounds like you guys are having noise level, too. So I could barely tell Rick was in there, Papa Mike, up there. And I couldn't hear Larry IWC last night when you picked him up on Snipers in Zero Land, but maybe we'll hear him better tonight. Anyway, we had some snow pellets come down for a little while here. Temperatures in the mid-30s. They've got a winter storm warning up, and we've had a lot of flash flooding all the creeks around northern Gila County, Arizona. Here are flooding and flood warnings up for people crossing those areas. So anyway, that's what's going on here. Good to hear everything. I saw one thing on the news that Cape May, they found out, is one of the oldest cities, and
they found out it is 6 years older than they thought it was. So they found out I don't remember if that was 1727 or 1827. Forget what the first numbers were on it, but had a picture of Cape May there, and they realized the writing in that time, the last number was a 21, where they thought it was a 27, so it was 6 years older than they thought. Anyway, just a little trivia there. Back to you there, Richard, if you're copying me, W5ZGC, Semper Paratus, KL7IQQ.
KL7IQQ, this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, talking to you from out in Hawaii right now, so good copy out there. Thanks for that report, Larry, and interesting information on Cape May. I can see where that could happen. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I wish I could remember. I was so excited seeing that, I forgot what the original date was, but they changed it 6 years older than they thought it was.
Yeah, Roger, very good. All right, sir. Well, 73 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week. KL7IQQ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let me take a quick call here. We'll take some additional check-ins using the Hawaii transmitter. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie remote, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Alpha Delta 61 Bravo Sugar.
Sugar. All right, I got Radio Mike Charlie. Who else?
Alpha Delta 1 Bravo Yankee.
All right, Whiskey Sugar. I don't know. I'll get the rest of that call sign. One more.
Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar.
Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. All right, I'll take one more additional check-in. All right, Kilowatt 7.
Kilowatt 7, sugar, whiskey, sugar.
Kilowatt 7, sugar, whiskey, sugar. All right, very good. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, go ahead.
W5CGC in the net, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Good copy. Not quite the nice audio from your home station, but good strong signal. There's a 00 Hotel Yankee Delta, tried several times to check in. He's moving in here, but evidently you're not hearing it. After about a week of rain that came to us courtesy of Hawaii, we finally had a little dry weather for the next few days.
Yeah, Yeah, Roger, Jim, I have, and I'm glad things are okay for you in the San Francisco Bay Area. K0HYD, if you're copying me, turn your antenna to Hawaii, and I'll work you from the remote. I should be able to hear you from out there for sure. We'll pick him up in a minute, everything sounds like things are going okay there. Jim, have you got more rain on the way over?
Well, we got a little showers here for the next couple of days, nothing serious, and then about 5 or 6 days of no rain at all, which is good. We're very soggy, we're very wet, and the Sierra, the mountains have record of snowfall up there, so we can use a break, over.
Okay, very good. Very good, Tim. Well, thanks a bunch for that report. Good luck out there, and we'll get another report from you again next week. Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Semper Paratus to you, Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar. Good morning, Dick. And
you're doing real good.
Raining, and it snowed last night to the 1,000 foot level. So we might be contending with some more fluffy white stuff on the valley floor here come another day or so. It looks like the conditions will allow that. So aside from that, we're just sitting here in the shack trying to stay warm, over.
All right, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, very good, Cliff. Thanks for the report from Medford, Oregon. I guess glad to hear you aren't covered up in snow, I guess, this week. But I guess that there's always a chance that could happen again. So 673 to you, and a nice signal in Hawaii from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Remote. Take care, Semper Paratus, over.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie 86, yes, Roger, thanks. And Semper Paratus, we'll talk again soon.
All right, sir, Roger to you. Kilowatt 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Hey, Dick, is it that? K7SWS here in Chile, Montana. Although the weather's been pretty reasonable, it's been in the 30s, although it's still kind of out there. Good on the remote, Dick. Here's a better on that than I could my Texas there. You got that?
Roger. Sometimes that happens that way, Steve, but Gus has got a really good antenna. And I think he's probably got the amp on as well today because he's out there at the station. So we're able to use maximum effect there from out in Hawaii. But good to have you on board. I missed a little bit of your transmission on the weather up in Montana. Are you thawing out a little bit, or you were caught in the pile of snow like the Northwest was, over?
No, we didn't get the piles of snow, but it's just been pretty steady in mid-30s in the day, 20s at night. Next week, though, we're supposed to go back down teens during the day, negative 2-5 degrees at night.
All right, sir, very good. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for jumping in there and saying hello today. Always good to talk to Montana. Big 73s and Semper Paratus to you. And thanks for joining the Coast Guard net today. Let's see if I can chat with Kilowatt Zero, Hotel Yankee Delta, K0HYD. Dale, very good. K0HYD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I got that report. Cold winter weather in Kansas today. And winter storm advisory. We are transmitting from Hawaii. Wahiwa, Hawaii, which is up at the old November Mike Oscar location, at least within the general vicinity from Gust, NH7J station. So that's why I'm able to hear you up there. I can hear you in Hawaii, but I can't hear you in North Texas. We're just too close on most occasions. So it's good to have you on board today, and good to have you back on Ham Nation. K0HYD from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Over. Very good. K0HYD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. No problem with copying your big station from Kansas. And yeah, it was warm here yesterday in Dallas-Fort Worth. It was like in the low 70s, mid 70s, and even 80 degrees earlier in the week. And now it's 33, 34 degrees. So we got a little bit of that cold weather down here now for the next couple of days as well. So 7-3 to you, Dale. Semper Paratus from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, / November Hotel 7 Juliet. I'm going to go back to the Texas station and grab a couple here because I'm not sure everybody can hear me from Hawaii. And we'll finish out the hour here locally, then come back and use the Hawaii station remote again. We switch back up to 14-3-2-7. So this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie remote.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in Texas, back on the Texas Base Station. The U.S. Coast Guard amateur radio net in progress, and a couple of nice contacts using the Hawaii remote, including talking to our buddy Dale up in Kansas, which is normally a little too close here on 20 meters. So those of you listening on the Internet, if you didn't hear Dale, I was listening out in Hawaii, so... We're back here now. Let's see who we can pick up and who else we can get in the check-in list today. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 0, Victor Yankee.
Whiskey 0, Victor Yankee. Who else?
November Mike Kilo.
November 4, Mike Kilo.
N4, NMK, I got Juliet Delta Yankee, KB1, JDY, and November Oscar 4, Mike. Interesting part of that is I've got my antenna pointed at the northwest, and all of you are on the east coast. So let me take the time to swing the thing around and get it pointed a little bit down to the state of Florida, and we'll get W0. Victor, Yankee, I'm kind of hedging for a little time. W0VYY, go ahead.
Yeah, you're coming up nicely. You were 5x9, and earlier you were better than that, but up higher, 327.50, I had so much noise I couldn't even hope to get to you. So anyway, I just wanted to check in,
77 degrees here, overcast skies.
Roger, roger. 77 and overcast in Naples, Florida. Any nibbles this week?
Well, we had another showing, and we, you know, were optimistic, or at least the broker was, but the answer, you know, is no, we haven't, you know, had anything, no offers at this point, so we'll have to wait and see. This town is full because of the Monday President's Day, but that doesn't mean there's anybody in that group that's looking around. I still think our buyer is already here.
Yeah, roger that. Well, we had a nice weather week for you here in your future new home of North Texas this week, but today you wouldn't like it much because it feels more like Iowa, well, at least Iowa in the fall, 34 degrees right now in overcast. Over.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. Hey, that's where I'm going.
Fact of life, you know, that's the way it is around here. Don't worry, it'll be 80 by the end of next week again, I think. Paul, good talking to you. Whiskey Zero, Victor, Yankee, Yankee, W5, Charlie, Golf, Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus. Enjoy the weather.
Yep, sounds good. You were coming up. You were 10 over that time, so 73s, Whiskey Zero, Victor, Yankee, Yankee, and idyllic Naples, Florida.
Roger, roger. November 4, November Mike Kilo. How are you, Bob? I was wondering if you were going to make it today. Over.
Oh, roger on that, Dick. Boy, Paul was really booming in here this morning. He was peaking 20 over. My brother-in-law lives just up the road from him in Naples. Anyway, my daughter is over from Cape May, and she brought her new puppy, which is a Tibetan Terrier. They should call it a Tibetan Terror. Her name is Sanibel. Can you believe it? Over.
Oh, now that they're just doing that to rub it in on you. That not me. You're the one that has to deal with that.
You got that right. She never fails to do that. Like I said, 44 degrees, overcast. Was 62 here yesterday, and we've yet to have a real big snowfall this year. Over.
Roger. Well, you and me both. Let's just continue. I'm okay with that. Are you?
Affirmative. Just to ward off the big snowfall, I bought a new snowblower last year. So now I'll never snow again. Over.
That'll do it. There you go. Congratulations. I'm sure your neighbors appreciate that as well. Great big signal. You're all the way up to an S9 now. The band is really playing funny games with us today. We'll say 7-3s for now. We're getting short on time, Bob. And Andy is doing well and still complaining about his happy hour drink. So next week he's going back to something that you only have to put one ingredient in, and ice cubes. Over.
Hi, that works for me. Okay, Dick, great big signal again, like I said. Semper Paratus, and I'll see you next week, hopefully. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good. And have fun with Sanibel. Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Getting a little bit of snow, turning to rain and ice, and then goes away. So.
Probably another one coming up Sunday. Back to net.
Yeah, roger, George. Your signal not nearly as strong today as it normally is. I'm glad we're able to get you in here. Conditions have been kind of a mixed bag today, for sure. Stations either are extremely loud or have a hard time hearing. But so you're kind of in between the snowstorms for a while, it sounds like. Over.
Going the other way.
Yes, sir. That is very true. That is very true. 7-3s to you, the mayor of Moosup, Connecticut. Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee. W5 Charlie Goff Charlie. Let's go. November Oscar 4, Mike. Oh, I know he was there. November Oscar 4, Mike. Oh, boy. Do you hear him at all, AL7DD?
No, I don't. I'm barely copying you.
Something just kicked in here, noise-wise. Anybody copy N04, Mike? Well, I did hear him. I don't know. He might be up in Springfield, Massachusetts, so we'll go ahead and log him in. And, Bob, if you're copying me, I would completely lost you at this point. But if you want to try again up on 14327, we'll be up there momentarily to get things kicked off up there. So the rest of you who have not checked in yet, and there were some more calling, we're going up to 14327, 14327, and hope we can make it through the very strange propagation and noise conditions today and get you checked into the Coast Guard net. Look forward to it. We'll be back next week here on 14300 at noon Eastern time, and we'll see who we can get checked in from either here or Hawaii again next week, and that's always fun doing it from the remote out there. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. How are you, sir? Over. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, do you have a copy? Over.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Buffet Bravo Delta, filling in for the John Star.
Okay, are you taking the net today?
Roger, roger. I'll be taking it as well.
Okay, very good. I've got nothing to report, and the frequency is yours. I'm QSY to 14327. Thank you.
Roger, 73. I was listening.
AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I am here, and sounds to me like you've got a host of other folks on there. I got here, and I don't have your list, so you want to go ahead and tell me who we need to look for? Over. Okay, I got some of that, and unfortunately we've got somebody who's intentionally interfering on the frequency, and I missed the first one or two. Nick, go ahead and call up the first one, and I'll respond back to him when I hear him. Over.
Okay, he might not hear, Bruce. K7DAD, go ahead there, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Nick, and Dick, and the rest of the net. Sorry, I had to push the button again. Everything's doing just great here after our big snowstorm. It's all melted off. It hit 40-something degrees yesterday. There we did lose power, but we were housebound for a few days.
have to push the button?
Yeah, I copied Bruce, K7BAB. Bruce, Roger, the big snowstorm in the city of Seattle. It's good to have you on board today, and you got a nice signal down here. Over.
Well, I'm having a kind of a hard time hearing, Dick, but I think I got the gist of that. Yeah, we survived all of it. You have to laugh, you know, coming from New England, that, you know, a little snow does a lot of damage here in Seattle. And by the way, Miss Brenda says hi, and how the Admiral is doing.
Roger, Roger. Hello back to Miss Brenda and Mr. McGee for sure. The Admiral's doing great. He got a little bit of a bump on his back. It was like a cyst or a wart or something. Had to take him over and to the vets and got that taken care of on Thursday. But that made him happy camper because he didn't have that thing. It was in a spot that just kept bothering him around his collar. So we got that taken care of and. He's in good shape now, over.
Now, Roger, they hate that when they have that cone on. Always, not something to look forward to. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your list. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie and Nick KL7DD. This is Kilo 7 Bravo Alpha Bravo. Semper Paratus and back to the net.
Roger, Roger, Bruce. 7-3s to you. K7BAB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good copy, no problem at all. Who's the next one, Nick?
K9. Zulu, Papa, Uniform, K9ZPU.
K9ZPU, I'll turn the antenna your direction. I think I heard you pretty good. Go ahead.
87DD. And the K9ZPU pad up here in Fond du Lac. I don't know if Dick can hear me or not.
K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 100% copy down here, Pat. 5 degrees doesn't sound like very many of them, but if you're already thinking about what to plant in the garden when it's 5 degrees, imagine what it'll be like when it's 32. Over.
Yeah, copy that. That's for sure. Instead of just thinking about seeds, we're going to start thinking about things like roses and things. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, maybe you ought to plant some cheese up there. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, cheese plants. I always thought those were things people built, but maybe we can find a couple that will grow some Parmesan or cheddar for us here, Dickle.
Hey, I'm all for that. A little sharp cheddar wouldn't be too bad either. All right, Pat. Well, good to have you on board today, and good copy. Let's see. I think you might have won the cold temperature of, well, let's see, it was pretty cold in Kansas too, wasn't it? K0HYD was reporting single digits up in Kansas, so you guys may have pretty much tied for the cold weather temperature of the day. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, Kansas gets mighty cold too. Of course, that means is probably we're in for some more of that 5 degree weather, because Kansas weather tends to move this way, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like they might be sending you some snow and sleet and things of that nature. Well, probably just would be snow at that temperature. But yeah, they got a winter weather warning going on up there in Kansas today. Well, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for being there, and a big howdy to the missus, and always good talking to you. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Dick. Same here. Always good talking to you as well. We'll talk with you next week. K9ZP.
Roger, Roger. Who's next, Mr. Nick?
November Oscar 4, Mike, over.
N04MM, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Dick.
Sorry, I didn't hear you on the other frequency. Boy, the band was so bad. I could barely just hear you in the background. And it was really... And it's been a tough couple of weeks, but I kind of anticipated that, and I'm on the road recovery now. Go ahead.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got that all taken care of and on the road to recovery for sure. Are you? Do you have any estimation of when you might head back south? Over.
Not as of yet. I've got to go to you know the deal. I got to go through physical therapy, and I'm starting that Tuesday. And I'll have to go through probably about, 4 or 5 weeks of that. And then once that's all done and the doctor clears me, and then I'll be good to go and we'll hit that south and that'll be it.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, good to talk to you there, and good luck. Heal quickly. Get back up on your feet, and keep us advised on how you're doing. On the progress there, it's a major surgery for sure. November Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, big 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Take care.
7-3, Dick.
And I think you've got one or two more, Mr. Nick.
Yes, I do. November 3, Lima Golf, November. November 3, Lima Golf, November.
November 3, Lima Golf, November.
Roger, roger.
All right, November 3, Lima Golf, November. Go ahead. No response, Nick. You take it.
Keep talking. Okay, November 3, Lima Golf, November. Originally copying you there. So how's things going where you're at? Over. This is a little bit more than they're even used to for that. They don't even have a plow. Well, I shouldn't say that. They only got a few plow trucks where they put the plow trucks on the main arterials, and then the back side streets are just worse, and then they get all packed. But I should never put those ones in the plow all over. Roger, roger. Well, by golly, glad to have you on board today. I should be talking to you, but I got to be talking to you right now. So, anyway, anything else for us this morning? Yeah, we're going to be doing this in the middle of this week. All right, November 3, Lima Golf. We're on to South Lima 7 Delta.
All right, very good. I did not copy in 3LGN, but a few words here and there. He was up in Maine. Paul, good to have him back. Last checked in back in August, so I'm sure the weather in Maine and the weather in the Northwest this past week have probably got something in common called SNOW, for sure. I don't know if it's snowing down in the panhandle of – I'm not sure. Are you? I guess he's in the panhandle of Florida. Let's see if I can copy K9LNX.
Hello, JH75 CGC from K9LNX 24. Yep, we're down the panhandle. That's a grandchildren down here with us for about a week. And today when I ride the bicycles, it started raining, and then they come back here. That's 67 degrees, though. It's not that bad, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't, which location are you at? I didn't quite catch that.
Panama Beach.
Oh, yeah, Panama Beach. Okay, wow, you're right close to the hurricane zone then, aren't you? Over.
Roger, about 5 miles east of us is where the real heavy damage starts. We really expected to find a trailer somewhere out the Gulf of Mexico when we got down here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, everything, I take it everything must be okay then. Over.
Yeah, everything was fine, so no complaints. But like I say, you're going east of Panama City, and things really get bad, and basically Mexico Beach is missing.
Yeah, QSL, are they getting the Air Force base back up and running? They got whacked just about as hard, over.
Yeah, they're not flying anything out of there yet. They're cleaning up still. I mean, the damage is incredible. The school, I think, did reopen, but I'm not sure. Most of the troops down there are living in tents, but...
Oh, that's just a lot of fun. And it'll be even better when it starts getting a little warmer. Hopefully they've found some air conditioners to work with that. Yeah. So are you able to take, are they, I don't know, I guess their commissary and all that sort of stuff must be shut down as well, over?
I think so. I haven't heard about what's going on down there in that respect. The Navy base here also got hit, and driving by and looking at it, it looks like there's a tornado that came through there. They lost one of their towers and some other stuff and a lot of trees. So it's kind of a mess east of here, really. How's your son doing with his airplane? Did he fix his fuel leak?
Yes, sir, he did. Thanks for asking, Gary. He's been up and flown it several times since then. He's still in the shakedown mode, but he pretty much he's got a APRS tracker on it now, and he gets up there and flies paper clips is what they look like, in a pattern east of the airport. He hasn't gotten too far away from there yet. He did take one run north towards the Oklahoma border to try out the autopilot, and got her up a little over 5,000 feet and a little over, it's miles an hour, about 225 miles an hour. He was pretty happy about that, over.
Oh, yeah, that thing will truck right along. You're going to have to ride with him on it. And, I'm glad he got that fixed. I lost a good friend years ago with an in-flight fire, so I know what happened.
Yeah, I know. That could have been bad news. I guess the good news is it was a very small one, but in the other good news is they found it after the first flight. So it wasn't apparent until he flew it. So that's all been repaired, replaced, and so far I haven't gotten any information from him that he's had any other issues. He put the I don't know what you call them for sure. I call them booties over the tires, little aero whatever thingies over the wheels so that he gets better airflow over them, and I think it picked him up about 12 miles an hour or so at least, over.
Oh, all right, yeah, get a little fairings on there, it makes a big difference, and he's going to have fun with that thing. By the way, I looked, I didn't see you at the Orlando Hemp Fest last weekend.
No, I was sitting here looking at the catalogs of all the things that they had for sale down there, and actually glad I didn't go, because I would have probably emptied out my bank account and my wallet and maybe got a second mortgage, over.
Yeah, it's a good fest, really is. I ran into three or four guys from Indianapolis down there, so it draws from quite a ways. Sat down, had lunch with a couple of guys from Northern Michigan. They were glad they were down there. It was snow up to their ears in Michigan, and it was about 82 down in Orlando at the time.
Yeah, Roger. Bill, KK4INP aboard Ingham, was there with Mike, WHCGA. I don't know which days they were there, but they stopped by, and they managed to leave a little money in on the table down there, and got a new microphone for their new rig down there, over.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I left a few bucks down there. You got to do something. We were digging, wife was digging in a junk store down in Sebring here before the Hamfest, and come across a 2 meter 440 Kenwood. So we picked that up for $7, but I had to get an antenna for it.
Well, that sounds the kind of deal I like. That's pretty good. Excellent. Very, very fine. Well, I hope you're enjoying your stay down there, and I'm sure every time you look north and see all the snow and the sleet and the rain and the ice. I guess it was snowing again yesterday in Louisville, from what my sister tells me. I don't know whether they expected that or not, but she was sure complaining about it, over.
Well, I don't blame her. It's like I said, it's raining down here, and Caroline and Ryan and Royce are sitting on the couch watching TV when they wanted to be out riding a bicycle, but that's life down here when you're too close to the ocean.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, enjoy your week down there. We'll be chatting with you again next week. We're going to be watching some of the activities at Daytona, the car races this weekend. Last night I watched the trucks, and that was kind of like watching a demo derby. I think they had 9 of them running at the end of the race, and of the 9, about 5 of them, I think, looked like they probably shouldn't have been running. Over. Roger, Roger, K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress. Let's see if we have some check-ins direct from the main net control here. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico.
Kilo Golf 4 Romeo Alpha Lima.
Kilo Whiskey 4 Yankee Quebec.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Sierra.
Whiskey 4,
Mike
Kilo Charlie.
Oh boy, I got a ton of stations here. W6 Kilo Mike, Kilo Golf 4 Radio Alpha Lima, ending in Yankee Quebec, a Kilo Echo 8. Who's the KE8? Is there a Kilo Echo 8?
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Sierra Zulu.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Sierra Golf, Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, station ending in Mike Charlie.
Whiskey 4 Mike Kilo Charlie.
Mike Kilo Charlie, okay, very good. Was there another one or two?
Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Kilo 3 Bravo Tango Papa.
Whiskey Delta 3 November, November 3 Bravo Tango Papa. Who's the next one?
Kilo 3, Bravo,
November 7, Papa. Okay, K3BTP, I have you, and I think there's still one more.
November, Victor, 7, Papa.
November, Victor, 7, Papa, okay. All right, there might be another one out there, but let me work down through here. Boy, that's a long list. Whiskey 6, Kilo Mike, welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. Thank you very much. Dick here in San Jose. Not much of a voice. Can't hear too many stations, but I wanted to check in and wish you have a good time Sunday. I'll be watching the cars there, too. 7-3 from W6KM.
Okay, Richard. Big signal. I did hear from up at Petaluma earlier today in the Bay Area. How's the weather storm system there in San Jose?
Well, it's sunny at the moment, but we're expecting more rain, which we really need, and it's great to get the breaks in between. It minimizes, you know, the flooding.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I guess it hasn't. There have been some areas where it's been pretty bad, I guess, in terms of flood. So glad it's okay where you are. Big 7-3 Semper Paratus, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dick. Semper Paratus.
Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima.
Good afternoon from Tallahassee. This is Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Yes, sir, Bob. Nice signal from Tallahassee. I just had a nice long QSO with K9LNX, who's over in Panama City, so not too far from you. I don't know if you heard him or not. Sound like you might be getting a little rain today, over?
Well, it looks like it's threatening rain over here. It's sunny right now and getting really dark, and then it gets sunny again, so typical Florida weather. And I heard your side of the QSO with the Panama City station, but was not able to copy them, so glad to hear it. I had a lot of noise on my radio this morning, and then realized it was the new electric fence that I put up for our cattle, so I shut that off so I could say hi to you real quick.
Don't you love it? But at least you found it. That's the good thing. I've had something going on here since before Christmas, and I can't find it. It's just defying me, and it seems like it only happens on Saturdays, and there ain't nobody in the house running anything, so it has to be one of my neighbors, but I can't imagine what they're doing, over.
Yes, sir, it can be very frustrating. I have a low-speed charger on the fence, so it sends out a kind of ticking sound every 2 or 3 seconds. And that's the noise I was picking up on the radio, so fortunately it was pretty easy to narrow it down and get a troubleshooter.
Yeah, I've got a horse farm across the street from me, and they have electric fences in a couple locations. Knock on wood, I haven't had any issues with them of late. I'd hear them. I don't know if maybe they don't have it turned on is all I can figure, but it usually doesn't bother me on 20 meters. It's usually on the lower bands where I hear the tick, tick, tick. But, hey, you know, anything can happen. Well, very good to talk to you, Bob. Anything else going on in Tallahassee? Are they getting weather down in Daytona Beach today, or do you know? Over. Okay, Bob, yeah, the little fade there at the end, but got that. Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, 7-3s to you, Semper Paratus. Thanks for joining the net today, and we'll look for you next week. I've got a station ending in Yankee, Quebec. Who's that?
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec. I guess that'll work for me. That's Gary up in London, Kentucky. Hi, Gary. Is it snowing in London? My sister was telling me it was snowing up in Louisville yesterday. Over.
Well, we got about an inch, but most of it's melted off the roads and driveways now. It's, coming off the roof. But what we've been getting is a lot of rain, you know. The one day it started raining in Kentucky, it never stopped.
Yeah, roger, roger. Very good. It sounds like it's been kind of interesting weather up through that way. Anything else going on up in your neck of the woods today? Over.
No, not too much. I've been working on my CW and trying to get on that. Over.
Cool. Very good. Yeah. Hey, you'll have to get. They'd love to talk to you on Thursdays on the CW net. You know, it's a very informal net. Everybody just jumps on and. When he calls the net at the top of the hour, just throw out your call sign and he'll acknowledge you. And then when it's your turn, just go ahead and send him a report of whatever you want to send him. And he takes the report and acknowledges it, and that's pretty much the way it goes. Not a lot of back and forth, although he will chat with you if you want to. Over.
Well, I'm not quite to that stage yet. I've got kind of a tin ear on it, but I'm working on it. So, over.
Roger, roger. We'll keep going, and we'll look forward to that. And who was I talking to earlier? Somebody is rebuilding a bunch of keys. It'll come back to me. One of the guys on the net this morning, is a W2UTR. He told me he'd picked up 3 or 4 antique Vibraplex keys and was in the process of rebuilding them. So I don't know if he wants to sell them or if he's going to keep them, but we may have a source for you. Over.
Well, I'd be interested in looking at them. I have to watch it because I have a little bit of a shake in my hands, so I can't use a straight key.
Roger, roger. All right, Gary, well, good talking to you. Semper Paratus to you, and good luck with the weather in Kentucky, and hope it all will be a good weekend for you. Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, KW4YQ, clear.
Whiskey Golf. Kilowatt Echo, Delta, Sierra Golf.
It's Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Sierra, Bob, turn next.
Kilo, what is it? Kilo Echo 8, how many?
Delta Sierra.
Just Kilowatt Echo 8 Delta Sierra.
Delta Sierra
Echo, you took a fade on me. If I got it right? AL7DD, he's fading on me every time it comes through. Anybody give me some help with the call sign? Okay, I'm not getting any help. Kilo Echo 8, I got that much. Let's try the last three letters again.
Delta, Sierra, Sugar, Zebra, Zulu, Zebra.
Delta, Sierra, Zebra?
Roger, roger.
Well, we were getting warm, weren't we? K-E-8-D-S-Z, Kevin, in Michigan. Okay, yeah, good to have you back, Kevin. How you doing up there? And are you getting snowed in? Or I heard earlier one of the stations I talked to, I guess the weather had moderated a bit. Over. Yeah, roger, roger. Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm not sure where your city is in Michigan. Or can you give me about where you're at? Over.
About 50 miles northwest of Grand Rapids, close to Grand Haven. Okay, Grand Haven, about 35 miles north of that.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, you're a little further north. He was in Flint, and so you're up there a little bit further north than him. Very fine. Well, good to have you on board. Anything else to report from up in Michigan? Over.
Negative, sir. Just still working. Only get a couple times a year to check in. So when I get the chance, I do it. Good talking to you, Nick. 70 degrees. Have a good day. Semper Paratus. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Kevin. Good to have you on board. Semper Paratus to you. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Sierra Zulu. W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, back down south, Florida. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf. W4EG. Ernie?
Good afternoon, Dick, and hello to the net with those that are here. Can you hear me well, Phil?
Yes, sir. It's faded a little bit, but I've got 100%. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. I have not been able to make the net lately. I've been having some physical problems that are being taken care of. But we'll be back, hopefully, more regularly, because the problem is something that I was not aware of.
Roger, roger. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, Ernie, I guess none of us are getting much younger, and, you know, we've had so many silent keys here in the last few months of some very good friends, and it's just, oh, boy, I tell you, it gets to you after a while. Anyway, you have a very good weekend down there, and we'll be watching down the road from you a little bit on the tube after a while. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie 73s and Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, very good. I was just going to tell you, I almost forgot to tell you, weather down in Daytona is up to 80.
W5 CGC, this is Kilo India 7 Foxtrot Quebec Romeo.
Occasional clouds and a lot of sunshine. Take care, Dick. We'll see you next week. Semper Paratus.
All right, Ernie, thanks a bunch. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. I'll grab another check-in here in a minute. I heard the Kilowatt India 7, so stand by. I got a couple more on this particular list here. Whiskey 4 Mike Kilo Charlie.
Good morning, Nick, and to the net here, and everything's good down here in East Tennessee.
Yeah, roger, Tom. Good to have you on board. Conditions are just, it depends. You know, every minute they change. You were a lot stronger a few minutes ago. That's why I hate taking a great big long list, but I wanted to acknowledge everybody I heard at the time. Hope all is well with you there. Over.
door for putting a door closer on my screen door, and forgot all about the darn net, and got here about 5 minutes to 12, and you guys were almost finishing up there, but moved up over here, and I want to check in and just say hello to y'all, and always a pleasure to hear you out there working the veterans and Coast Guard folks, and yeah, real good deal there, over.
All right, sir. Well, it's good to have you on board, Tom. And you said you were getting a door closer. I didn't quite catch what kind of door you were closing, over.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, it's just a screen door. And the darn thing, you know, it's a really heavy-duty one, a custom-made screen door. And when it shuts, boy, that thing really slams. So with the hinges that came with it, they're kind of spring-loaded. But I had to put one of those hydraulic rams.
Yeah, well, you probably catch the pup trying to run out if you're not careful and squish him in the door, sounds like, over.
Yeah, that thing hit me in the butt a couple times trying to get out there, trying to adjust it, but we got her, and the XYL is happy, so it's all good here.
Way to go. Way to go, Chief. Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board, Tom, and thanks for being there. Semper Paratus, and as long as the missus is happy, we're all happy. Over. Yes, sir. 73's Whiskey Delta 3 November.
W5CGC Whiskey Delta 3 November. Good afternoon, Dick. You are 5 and 7 into Western Pennsylvania today.
Well, thank you, Dennis. You're considerably stronger than the last three stations combined, I think. You've got more S units than all of them put together. How are things with you? You must have been working a little late or something. Over.
Oh, I had to go out and get some new batteries. I have some deep cell batteries, deep cycle batteries that are 7 years old, and I have them tied together. One of them went bad and decided to take the rest with them, so I have to replace them a little bit at a time. So instead of tying them all together, they're all going to be separate.
Hey, Gaz, what do you use those for?
I have an inverter that I use for backup for my furnaces for heat, and I've used it a few times, and I think it was worth it.
Well, yeah, where you live, I guess it probably is, I've seen your big pile of wood. I guess you still do that, right?
That is correct. Oh, yeah, yeah. And we had a power outage the other day, and when it came back on, I don't know what happened, but I went down and the charger was smoked, and the batteries were down to 4 volts. That's not good on a 12-volt lead cell.
No. Well, good luck with that, and that's not an inexpensive fix either, I bet. Over.
No, but, you know, when you work overtime like I do, sometimes you can afford a new battery.
Exactly. Well, there you go. As much as they get you working up there, keeping the rest of the lights going for everybody else, I guess so. But sounds good. What's the weather doing today?
It's sunny right now. They're claiming it's only 30 degrees, but the snow is melting off the roof pretty good. Maybe it's just from the sun. And I still have about 4 inches of icy slush sleet on the backyard. It's tough walking through, but the driveways and roads are clearing off.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. We're not that terribly far from you temperature-wise. It's about 36 here right now. It was hovering right at 33 degrees most of the morning, so not going to warm up a whole lot today. But then it was 75 yesterday. You know, what can I tell you, over?
Well, it still is wintertime, so, you know, it's not to be unexpected. Hope you're doing well, too.
Yeah, all is well here, and boy, you took a big fade there that time. So we'll say 7-3s, and good luck with the batteries and getting them all hooked back up and everything. And we will look for you next week. Whiskey Delta 3 November, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
7-3, Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus to you, November 3, Bravo Tango Papa.
W5CDC from K3BTP. Good day, Dick. Thanks for letting me in there. I'm not copying, Nick. Don't have any propagation today. Just want to get in there and let him know that. 73D, Dick, and everybody on the net. Before I go, it says finally stopped raining in Rio Vista, and we have some sunshine today. Don't know how long that'll last. W5CDC with the Coast Guard Net, K3BTP.
Okay, very good. A little sunshine in Rio Vista today. Well, that's probably a welcome relief from the rain that's been going on up there. I haven't really chatted too long with Nick to find out how his snow melt is coming along. I know I got some pictures from him earlier in the week. It looked like he was pretty well buried up there. Over.
Roger. I saw the photos, Nick. He was in a lot of snow there. We're doing okay. Temperatures looking to move in, climb in probably into the 50s today, maybe 60s, and we'll see how that goes. But I did see the photos of W5CDC, K3BTP.
All right, sir. K3BTP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Did you copy any of that? Over?
Not a bit. Not even a whisper.
All right, not even a whisper, Paul. So we'll pass that along. Say 7-3s. We'll see you next week.
Roger, K3BTP.
November Victor 7 Papa.
You got Bob here from Elko, Nevada. How you doing today? Go ahead.
Not doing too bad, Bob. I haven't chatted with you in about a year. Make it two. March 2017, that's about 2 years, isn't it? How are things in Elko, Nevada? Over.
Oh, not too bad. We got about 28 degrees here today and a little snow, and looks like it's going to snow some more. So I'm a little jealous about hearing your temperatures where you're at. Go ahead.
Well, it's not that warm today. We've kind of almost at the freezing level for quite a while, but it was this morning. But it was nice earlier in the week. It was mid-70s. I think it even hit 80 one day, but then, you know, I caught pneumonia because of it, I think. It's just been up and down. 34 degrees right now out there, Bob. You got much snow on the ground?
Oh, not this last time. It's just doing enough that you have to go out and shovel a little bit. Then it breaks up, and you think, oh, it's done. And then sure, you're done shoveling, it goes just a little bit more, and I'm getting a little tired of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. How far is Fallon, Nevada from you?
Fallon, Nevada is just about, I'd say, 180 miles.
Oh. Okay, a little further than I thought. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar moved up there recently, and he was getting some snow, and he was showing some pictures of that as well, so didn't know if that was very close to Elko or not. Well, very fine. Well, I thank you for checking in, and good to have you back on board with us. And I hope you have a good weekend out there. Over.
Roger, and you have a good weekend also. This is November Victor 7 Papa.
NV7P, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. You did such a good job the last time you did it. You want to try it again?
For a try there, caught sort of off guard. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control. Do we have any other stations that have served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors, or Coast Guard auxiliary you want to check in? Whiskey Bravo 1 Delta Juliet Mike. Okay, got you on the list. Any other stations for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Well, just the one. He's been standing around a while waiting for us, too. WB1 Delta Juliet Mike from Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Go ahead, sir.
Very good. Glad to have you on board today. And did you check into the Coast Guard website? Okay, I missed most of that. You dipped down below the noise level there, but did you copy him at all there, Richard?
A little bit. That's Bill, WB1DGAM. He is one of our members, and I sometimes do have a hard time copying him down here, but glad we're able to get him today. Over.
Okay, anything else there, Bill, for the net? There, Bill. Yeah, you were up and down there, but I got about 40%. So, well, you have a good week down there, and we'll check back with you next week, see how things are going. WB1 Delta Juliet Mike from Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Any other stations that have served in U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary? Looks like that's about it, Richard.
All right, well, I'm still hooked up out in Hawaii, so let's see what happens when I plug into that and make a call from out there. Stand by one.
This is Whiskey 5, Southern Dog Charlie, W5CGC remote from Hawaii. Looking from November Hotel 7 Juliet, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for any additional check-ins for Coast Guard Reserve and Coast Guard Auxiliary from Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club.
This is Kilo India 7 Foxtrot Quebec Romeo.
Okay, there he is, Kilowatt India 7 Foxtrot Quebec Romeo. Got a nice signal out in Hawaii and here in North Texas as well. Welcome to the net, over.
Thank you, sir. The name is Glenn Golf Lima Yankee November. And my first confession is that I am not Coast Guard. I'm retired Army. Hope you still let me in. Over.
Yeah, Glenn, very good. You're from Peoria, Arizona. It says here we've had you in the log before, but thank you for your service in the Army. You've got a good five signal at least into the island of Oahu in Hawaii, and also about the same, maybe a little more here into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Over.
Great. You get the same thing. Well over S9, a very quality signal. Absolutely no problem at all receiving you. We're using a Collins KWM2 at about 95 watts into a hex beam about 30 feet high, and I'm nursing shoulder surgery, so I had to walk away for a minute, do my exercises, and then walk back. I'm sorry I missed your call.
Okay, very good. Very good, Glenn. Well, it's good to have you on board with us, so good luck. Boy, I tell you what, this has been the medical list for sure today. We've had knee replacement surgery and hip replacement surgery and all kinds of things. Now we've got shoulders, so... good luck with you and speedy recovery and working on that recovery effort there, over.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been about a week, but it no pain. I'm doing okay. It's just a little tight.
All right, sir. Well, you'll be out there pitching fastballs in no time flat then, over.
Well, actually, that's one of my goals next year is to be out with the Arizona Diamondbacks as one of their foul ball catchers. Over.
All right. Well, there you go. You got the right kind of work done to take care of that. All right, sir. Well, 7-3s and good luck. Thank you for your service in the Army. Appreciate having you on the net. Kilowatt India 7, Foxtrot. Romeo from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
73, sir. Thank you.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie remote in Hawaii calling for additional check-ins for those who serve U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey after 7, Victor Lima Tango.
7 something ending in Tango again.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Victor Lima Tango.
Missing the middle letter. Victor Romeo Tango.
Lima.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 7, Victor Lima Tango. I've got Walt in Oakville, Washington, up in Grays Harbor. How you doing? Have you uncovered, unburied? How much snow did you get, over?
Well, we don't get
pretty tough getting around up there, wasn't it? I don't know. Out on Whidbey Island, over?
No, I'm not on Whidbey. I'm down about Chehalis,
Centralia area, if you know that place. Uh-oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. I knew better. Now I know. Well, you escaped some of the heavier stuff. Up at Puget Sound, Nick Hale 17D, that'll be out here momentarily. He sent me some pictures.
Yeah, we did get it, but for us, the snow was really wet, and it was clear, but the wife wouldn't let me out. I've got a tractor with a blade, and then I've got the snow thrower, so I was all prepared, but I got a little hoarse in my throat, and she wouldn't let me out till the second day, but it was so sloshy, all I had to do was just kind of drive at it, and it was gone, you know, and left tracks everywhere.
Yeah, roger. Well, very good, Walt. Well, it's good to have you on board out there, and take care in all the weather, and appreciate your report from Oakville, Washington. We'll say 7-3 to you, and look forward to talking to you next week. Over.
Roger. Thanks, dear. I like this new program because I can hear you. I couldn't get into you before. But this is a nice one. I can get you. If I wait long enough and let the others get through, then I can come in and sit down and say, good morning to yourself. W5CGG, W7VLT, 73, Semper
Paratus,
and take care, buddy.
All right. Well, who'd figure you'd be able to get into Oahu better than you can get into North Texas? But no problem. 100% copy. And Walt, thank you for being there. Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Alpha 7, Victor Lima Tango from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Looking for additional check-ins using the Hawaii remote. Who else? Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo 3, Zanzibar Charlie Yankee.
I think I heard another one, Nick. Maybe you heard it.
Yeah, it was a Kilo 3, Zanzibar something Charlie.
Yeah, all right. I'll come back over here to the main base station here in Texas. Go ahead and give it a try. I'll be on the base station.
Yeah, Kilo 3 question mark, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta 4, net control.
Yes, thank you. This is Kilo 3, Zanzibar Charlie Yankee, heading Pennsylvania. Over.
Okay, Kilo 3, Zanzibar Charlie Yankee. Good afternoon. Have you served in the U.S. Coast Guard, sir?
No, I haven't, but back in Nam time, I worked in a hospital as an orderly for my 2 years, honorably, over.
Okay, so you're a vet, Vietnam, I'll get it out, Vietnam veteran, so you served in the Army?
Negative. I worked in a hospital in lieu of the Army. And I heard Hawaii is on there, and I'm working for Worked All States, and Hawaii would be a very rare catch. Over.
Okay, yeah, Richard was using a remote transmitter in Hawaii. He's in Texas. Over.
Yeah, roger on that. If the transmitter's in Hawaii, that would be a valid contact. May I work them?
Go ahead and try.
W5CGC in Hawaii. This is Kilo 3, Zanzibar Charlie Yankee. Copy.
All right, let's see here if we can make this work. Kilowatt 3, Zanzibar Charlie Yankee from Whiskey 5, Charlie, Golf Charlie. You're only about a 4x4, 4x4 in Hawaii. Over.
Roger, 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 roger. You're a 5x5 in Pennsylvania. I'm working on Worked All States, and Hawaii is a very rare catch, like getting a good-sized trout. Is there any way I can get a Hawaii QSL card? Over.
Okay, Kilo 3, Zanzibar, Charlie Yankee from W5CGC remote. Yes, if you just send a card to the Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie address in Texas, make sure you include a note in there about the fact that you worked me remote in Hawaii, and I will send you a modified card so that it will show that you worked Hawaii. Roger?
Oh, roger on that. Thank you so much. And back in the late 60s, I put my 2 years in as an orderly in a hospital. And I got that card.
All right, sir. Well, you're a little hard to copy out there, so I'll say thank you for your service. And 7-3s and Semper Paratus from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Kilo 3, Zanzibar, Charlie Yankee from W5CBC. Remote in Hawaii. Take care and 7-3.
Thank you so much, and thank you, gentlemen, for fulfilling this request.
All right, this is 55 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the Hawaii remote station. And we prefer to work ex-coasties. Do we have any additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary that would like to check in here? All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie remote with from NH7J in Hawaii. We'll now secure the remote and go back to the base station in Texas. This is W5CGC remote, clear.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, base station in Texas, AL7DD. Thank you very much for all that you've done today. This has been quite a long one, but I think our list is pretty good. Over.
Yes. Conditions picked up here the last 45 minutes or so, so it wasn't too bad. But what, prior to that, it was horrendous.
Semper Paratus.
Yeah, hang on a sec.